Dipti is looking at them for us. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Church of England, is facing calls to resign. Tell us why, Dipti.
Well, the Archbishop, Justin Welby, is the head of the Church of England. He's also considered the leader of the global Anglican community. Welby is facing the heat after a review into the church's handling of the John Smith case, John Smith being one of the most horrific and prolific sexual abusers associated with the church. The former lawyer, now deceased, inflicted physical, sexual and psychological abuse on dozens of boys and young men from dating back to the 70s up until 2018 when he passed away. The review found that the Archbishop held a moral responsibility to investigate these cases once he was aware of it in 2013, but that the church actually covered it up. It's why a lot of the papers are headlining on this today. Time to go, Archbishop. That's what Metro says, echoing calls by a petition set up by three leaders of the Church of England's governing body, calling on him to go. That petition already garnering over 6,500 signatures. There is an interesting article in the Times of London today that looks at the degree of culpability. It says that the Archbishop has apologized for failing to ensure that allegations passed on to the church were investigated, quote, energetically enough. But he denies knowing about the abuse beforehand. And what the Times of London explains in this article is that he had had several encounters in the past with this individual and several ominous warnings. So this individual was not completely foreign to him. Whether he should resign really hinges on how egregious this, quote, lack of curiosity about what was really happening is deemed.
Let's move to a war that we talked about in Perspective yesterday, but it doesn't get a lot of coverage. The war in Sudan has been ravaging the country since April 2023.
Yeah, that's right. Vastly underreported, but Le Monde is giving it some good coverage in its edition. The French paper has dedicated 8 reports to this war that has seen a fighting between General Abdel Fattah Abdelrahman al-Burhan, the Sudanese general, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo. Now, in the past 18 months, 150,000 people have died. The country has seen bombardments, massacres, famine, disease, and suspected ethnic cleansing by those paramilitary forces. Both generals have refused the ceasefires. The Sudan seems like it's heading inevitably towards an all-right, full-blown war. It may be hard to believe, but as the Financial Times today says, in times of peace, Sudan is actually a prized tourist destination. The city of Meroe along the Nile River draws tourists for its carvings and hieroglyphs inside some of the country's 200 pyramids. That's more than all the pyramids together in Egypt, all of them dating back to 2,500 years. In the wake of fighting, armies have been accused of looting priceless treasures from museums. Fozia Khalid, one sole caretaker, stands between these thousands-year-old antiquities and these warring factions. The National Museum of Sudan actually houses 100,000 pieces of ancient treasures. Reports of looting are so frequent that UNESCO has actually said that the threat to Sudanese patrimony of Sudan is at unprecedented levels of danger right now.
Yeah, it does look beautiful, doesn't it? Finally from Dipti, a new law against child-free propaganda seeks to criminalise those who advocated against having children in Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin has made no secret of his desire to kickstart or reverse population decline. The Washington Post today says that a new bill against child-free propaganda could criminalize those who advocate not having children. In particular, it could extend to advertising, television, film, online content, where portraying people as being happy without children or being miserable with lots of children could become punishable by law. It's part of Putin's desire to return to what he calls traditional Russian values. Now, on that note, let's end with this story from Gizmodo, which says that the disgraced CEO, the disgraced Russian CEO of the messaging app Telegram, Pavel Durov, whose company is being investigated for criminal activity, is actually playing his part to boost population. A clinic in Russia is offering free IVF to women under the age of 37, as long as they impregnate themselves with his sperm. It is not his first, and I quote Gizmodo, his first jizz giveaway. The tech CEO says he has already fathered over 100 children in 12 countries and plans to open source his DNA. I say it's a good thing he's a billionaire, Stuart, because he will need a lot of money to pay for all those kids.
Yes, that's certainly true. All those diapers, all those nappies, incredible. Dipti, thanks a lot. Dipti with the papers on France 24. More news in just a few moments' time.